Highbridge Audio presents Thy Kingdom Come, How the Religious Right Distorts the Faith and Threatens America, An Evangelical's Lament by Randall Balmer.
Preface. Bullies in the pulpit. I'm frankly sick and tired of the political preachers across this country telling me as a citizen that if I want to be a moral person, I must believe in A, B, C, and D. Just who do they think they are? And from where do they presume to claim the right to dictate their moral beliefs to me? Barry Goldwater, 1964. I write as a jilted lover. The evangelical faith that nurtured me as a child and sustains me as an adult has been hijacked by right-wing zealots who have distorted the gospel of Jesus Christ, defaulted on the noble legacy of 19th century evangelical activism, and failed to appreciate the genius of the First Amendment. They appear not to have read the same New Testament that I open before me every morning at the kitchen counter. When they do quote the Bible, they wrench passages out of context and offer pinched literalistic interpretations of the Genesis account of creation, for instance, that diminish the scriptures by robbing them of their larger meaning. The effect of this right-wing takeover has been a poisoning of public discourse and a distortion of the faith. Leaders of the religious right have managed to persuade many of my fellow evangelical Christians that it's something akin to sin to vote for anyone who's not a Republican, a perception that the Republican Party has done nothing to discourage. Since its formation in the late 1970s, the religious right, a loose federation of politically conservative evangelicals, has become the Republican Party's most reliable constituency, supplying the base of volunteers and voters that organized labor once provided for the Democratic Party. I have no particular quarrel with that. These politically conservative evangelicals have every right to express themselves in the political arena. The canons of democracy, as enshrined in our charter documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, guarantee that right. But the hard right stance of the religious right represents something less than the best of Christianity, and many of their positions, on the posting of the Ten Commandments in public places, for example, serve ultimately to diminish the faith. They also serve to alienate evangelical Christians like myself, who forever have to explain to incredulous interlocutors that no, just because we love Jesus doesn't mean that we take our marching orders from James Dobson or Karl Rove. Although the numbers are hard to come by, there are more of us than you might think. For one of the great delusions perpetrated by the religious right in recent years is that all evangelical Christians are politically conservative. It's probably true, regrettably, in my judgment, that a majority, or certainly a plurality, of evangelicals list toward the right politically. But this hasn't always been so. And even today, there's a substantial minority of evangelicals whose understanding of the faith compels them to be peacemakers.